Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we're grateful, Lord, that you've called us to be here together today. Lord, we're grateful for the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. Father, not just for the glory of the next life, Father, but also to have victory in this one. Father, and to be called to be a light, like a city on a hill. Lord, we confess to you that that is beyond us, Lord, and too great of a task for us alone. So we ask and pray, Lord, that you'd fill us with your Holy Spirit, but we could, because we know that through you all things are possible, Lord, and the things that you've called us to do, Lord, you will surely be faithful to complete it in us if we have hearts to believe, Lord, and minds to be obedient to what you've called us to do. So we pray that you would be performing that in us, Lord, as we study your word together and fellowship together, that you'd be conforming us into the image of your Son, Lord, and then these last days, Lord, we would be useful for the kingdom to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a whole generation of people who don't know him, who don't know anything about the victory that is had through walking with him, Lord, and who don't understand, Lord, or believe maybe the things that are about to befall this planet, Lord. But we do, because your word has told us, Father. And so with that in mind, we pray that you'd make us sober-minded and vigilant and watchful and prepared, Lord, to do what you've called us to do, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together.
Lord, I come and I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. And Jesus, yours is the victory, yeah. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name.
You may be seated. We're going to have our ushers come on up. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we're so grateful and so thankful, Father, for all the many ways that you've blessed us, Lord. Salvation would be enough. Eternal life would be enough. And for so many in this world, that's all that they have. They're being pursued. They're being imprisoned. They're being put to death because they call on the name of Jesus Christ. And it's okay with them because eternal life is enough. Glory and salvation and eternity with you is enough, Lord. And you've chosen to put us in a time and in a place and to bless us so abundantly, Father, and to enrich us and to make us among the most prosperous people on planet Earth. And so we pray, Father, and rather than taking that for granted and being distracted by the things that you blessed us with, Father, instead, we would see everything that we have and everything that you've given us, Lord, as simply tools. Nothing more than tools and objects to be used in our worship of you, Father, and in our service to your kingdom. Father, we pray that there would be nothing in this world and in this life that we would hold so dear that at your voice we would not willingly lay it on the altar before you, Father. Help us to be the people that you need us to be, Father, in the day and age that we live in. Make us men and women of prayer. Make us men and women of the word, Father. And most importantly, Father, I would say, make us men and women who are not only hearers, Father, but doers. Amen. We glorify you and we praise you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your long-suffering, tender, loving kindness towards us, Father, day after day. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to bask in that, Father, and then to turn around and share it with a world that so desperately needs it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Reminded at the sound.
Let's stand for one more together.
I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've got Jesus. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've got Jesus. How could I want more?
Are dismissed.